at the most unpleasant half hour of, "That's a chicken! It's a chicken, you stupid woman! It's just laid an egg!" of my life, and I would like to thank you very much. You'll never guess what happened. No, that's a schnauzwitzer. And you know what, William?
What? Said William.
Some complete muffin offered a reward. In Ankh-Morpork, can you believe that? They were queuing three deep when I got here. I mean, what kind of idiot would do a thing like that? I mean, one man had a cow. A cow! I had a huge argument about animal physiology before Rocky hit him over the head. The poor troll's out there now, trying to keep order. There's ferrets out there. Look, I'm sorry. I wonder if we can be of any assistance?
They turned.
The speaker was a priest, dressed in the black, unadorned and unflattering habit of the Omnians. He had a flat, broad-brimmed hat, the Omnian's turtle symbol around his neck, and an expression of almost terminal benevolence.
"I am brother upon which the angels dance pin," said the priest, stepping aside to reveal a mountain in black. "And this is Sister Jennifer, who is under a vow of silence?"
They stared up at the apparition of Sister Jennifer, while Brother Pin went on, "That means she does not talk at all in any circumstances."
"Oh, dear," said Saccharissa weakly.
One of Sister Jennifer's eyes was revolving, in a face that was like a brick wall.
"Yes, and we happened to be in Ankh-Morpork as part of the Bishop Horn Ministry to Animals, and heard that you were looking for a little doggy who is in trouble," said Brother Pin.
"I can see you are, a little overwhelmed, and perhaps we can help. It would be our duty."
"The dog's a little terrier," said Saccharissa, "but you'd be amazed at what people are bringing in."
"Dear me," said Brother Pin. "But Sister Jennifer is very good at this sort of thing."
Sister Jennifer strode to the front desk. A man hopefully held up what was clearly a badger.
"He's been a bit ill."
Sister Jennifer brought her fist down on the man's head. William winced.
"Sister Jennifer's order believes in tough love," said Brother Pin. "A little correction at the right time can prevent a lost soul taking the wrong path."
"Which order is this she belongs to, please?"
said Otto, as the lost soul carrying his badger staggered out, his legs trying to take several paths at once.
Brother Pin gave him a damp smile.
"The little flowers of perpetual annoyance," he said.
"Really? I had not heard of this one. Very outreaching. Well, I must go and see if the imps have done their job properly."
Certainly the crowd was thinning rapidly under the stress of seeing the advancing Sister Jennifer, especially that segment of it that had brought dogs which purred or ate sunflower seeds. Many of those who had brought an actual living dog were looking nervous as well. A sense of unease crept over William. He knew that some sections of the Omnian Church still believed that the way to send a soul to heaven was to give the body hell, and Sister Jennifer couldn't be blamed for her looks, or even the size of her hands. And even if the backs of said hands were rather hairy, well, that was the sort of thing that happened out there in rural districts.
"What exactly is she doing?" he said.
There were yelps and shouts in the queue as dogs were grabbed, glared at, and thrust back with more than minimum force.
"As I said, we're trying to find the little dog," said Brother Pin. "It may need ministering to."
"But that wire-haired terrier there looks pretty much like the picture," said Saccharissa, "and she's just ignored it."
"Sister Jennifer is very sensitive in these matters," said Brother Pin.
"Oh, well, this is not getting the next edition filled," said Saccharissa, heading back to her desk.
"I expect it would help if we could print in colour," said William, when he was left alone with Brother Pin.
"Probably," said the Reverend Brother. "It was a kind of greyish-brown."
William knew then that he was dead. It was only a matter of time.
"You know what colour you're looking for," he said quietly.
"You just get on with sorting out the words, writer boy," said Brother Pin, for his ears only.
He opened the jacket of his frock coat, just enough for William to see the range of cutlery holstered there, and closed it again.
"This isn't anything to do with you, okay? Shout out, and someone gets killed. Try to be a hero, and someone gets killed. Make any kind of sudden move, and someone gets killed. In fact, we might as well kill someone anyway and save some time. Eh? You know that stuff about the pen being mightier than the sword?"
"Yes," said William hoarsely.
"Want to try?"
"No."